the lack of harmony that creates the non-capacity for your unique genius that nobody else has, right? Pretty extraordinary, pretty exciting when you think about it. Like, there is a genius that only you hold.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Ecstatic Woman Podcast, where we activate and inspire women in their power, in their authenticity, and in their bliss. I'm your host, Alara Sage. I help women to deepen into their power, into their pleasure, and into their magic. I'm a womb shaman, and I'm also an activator and facilitator of Shakti, which is our creative life force energy. So here today, I want to talk to you about the Trinity. And this is a conversation that, let me tell you, it lights me up. And it's something I've been taught since my awakening. And it just keeps deepening in its teaching for me. So perhaps you noticed, and perhaps you didn't, that I used three things when I spoke about the Ecstatic Woman here to activate and inspire your power, your authenticity, and your bliss. And I also used three things for myself. Three has always felt like the number of harmony for me. I was actually born on October 3rd, but that has nothing to do with it. Maybe it has everything to do with it. Who knows, right? Three has always felt complete to me. Two has never felt like quite enough. And we can use larger numbers, of course, and we can also use smaller numbers, but three has always just felt like that. Oh, there it is. There's the harmony. There's the perfection. And it's just been part of who I am, and as well as what I've been taught about the Trinity. Okay, so the Trinity is the triangle, right? And it is the teaching of three. And it is also the 369 numbers that Tesla spoke about, the key to the universe. There is so much here that honestly, one podcast is not going to be enough to cover this. But we're going to start here today. There are many aspects to this beautiful Trinity, okay? And one of the aspects to this Trinity is the mother, the father, the child, or you can also say the inner feminine, the inner masculine, and the inner child. This is probably one of the first processes that people go through when they are, quote unquote, waking up. Okay. It is the understanding that we inhabit all three of these aspects of self. We have inner feminine, we have inner masculine, and we have inner child, regardless of our sexual gender or sexual identity. The beautiful thing that when we begin this practice of the Trinity teaching and the magic that it continues to unfold within ourselves is really what we learn is we learn how God is revealed through us. We learn how God is revealed through polarity. I always say that when polarity meets, God is revealed. That's the Trinity. So we learn about ourselves through this process of the Trinity. So let's go back to the very basic, the inner feminine, the inner masculine, and the inner child. When you're first coming into teachings of spirituality and the awakening process, the first thing that's going to want to naturally transpire in your being is a beginning, a movement towards harmony within. Now, if we have an inner feminine that is shut down and an inner masculine that is overemphasized and a child that perhaps doesn't even exist, we are not in harmony. And that is the majority of how humans are walking around. We have an over-exaggerated inner masculine, a shut-down inner feminine, and an inner child that is honestly hiding behind the couch, feeling very, very unsafe. This is, again, regardless of your sexual identity, because these terms have nothing to do with your body and your actual sexual organs, nor has anything to do with your sexual identity. We all have these three aspects of self. So why are we walking around with an overexerted masculine, a shutdown feminine, and a non-existent child? Well, because for one, we just didn't even understand that we had these aspects to ourselves. And two, our society has largely required that we be in our masculine. We have been in a patriotic society. That's always a hard word for me, for quite some time. Okay. And the real feminine, the divine feminine, the sacred feminine power has not been on our planet for over 5,000 years. And I really love saying that. And if you've listened to these podcasts, you probably hear me say it all the time. The reason I love saying it is because it really gives context to what we're speaking to. I've had some people be like, oh yeah, the divine feminine, that's like my grandmother. Blessed be your grandmother, but no, it's not like your grandmother, okay? Even in the 50s and the 40s, when women played this role, quote unquote, of women, and men played this role, quote unquote, of men, we were not balanced in our own inner feminine, inner masculine, and inner child energies, okay? And again, this is really powerful to have awareness of, because we don't know what we look like individually and as a society when we come into the harmony of the Trinity, okay? So for the practice of this Trinity, and honestly, for the evolution of your own spiritual journey, I invite you to presume that you are out of balance, unless you've done a lot of this work, and presume that honestly, all three of them will be distorted. They will not be clear and divine. And that most likely you're working in a higher level of masculine energy, even if you're a woman who feels quite feminine. Okay. This is not about femininity. Okay. This is not about wearing bows in your hair and putting lotion on your hands. Okay. This is not about wearing dresses. This is about the divine feminine power. All right, which is very different than femininity. Now, as we deepen into our divine feminine power, we can absolutely awaken more femininity, but it doesn't have to be that way. And we can definitely have femininity without the divine femme being active in our bodies, okay? So again, this isn't about external labeling of what we've labeled female and what we've labeled male. Okay, because those are distorted. They've been distorted on our planet for a very long time. So you kind of got to just let it all go out of your mind and come at this with pure curiosity, which, guess what, is the inner child, and be really open to receiving it for yourself. Okay. So when I first started to connect to these, I really had no idea what any of them really signified. And, you know, although I haven't been feminine throughout my life, I thought at some point that I was quite balanced. However, when I really got down into the Trinity and the teachings of the Trinity, what I found was my overextended masculine and my practically non-available feminine. She was very shut down, very closed off, very, very unavailable. And I found my child was angry. She was angry. So some inner children are hiding and other inner children are angry and upset. So that's how I first found my three. And you know, working with them to bring them into harmony within themselves and then, of course, with each other. Okay. So the inner masculine is, for one, it is our right side of our body. It is also the front of our body. And it is about doing, it is about taking action. The masculine is about actualizing the energy of creation into the physical form, right? So this is why men build, right? While men, and while, let me just stop right there. While again, inner feminine, inner masculine, inner child is of all genders, right? We can sometimes use what we see outside of ourselves to understand them a little bit better. So I may say men and women, right? But always remember that we have all three within us. I don't want to be confusing there. So the inner masculine is about action and it's the positive force. It's also represented by the sun. It's a constant state of action, action energy, doing, okay? It's the active force of the Trinity, right? So the masculine within you takes your creative life force energy and through action actualizes that energy into hopefully your desires of your life to create the desires of your life. Now, that's presuming that he's connected to the inner feminine and that he can hear her because she's the guiding light. When the masculine can't hear the feminine, when the masculine, the inner masculine can't hear the inner feminine, the guidance that she brings forward, the masculine will rely solely on logic. Now, perhaps you can understand this in your own life, right? Wondering and noticing right now for yourself, are you a person who relies very heavily on logic? Or maybe you're a person that also really loves your intuition. Maybe you're a person who finds that these two collide, your intuition and your logic, right? Maybe sometimes your intuition is saying one thing and your logical mind is coming in and being like, no effing way, that makes no sense, right? And so if that's the case, there's still some incoherence between the two, okay? Because what we ultimately want is these two circles overlapping, the Vesica Pisces of the two circles overlapping. Polarity is always polarity. The beauty of polarity is it remains polarity until it is completely merged into itself where it reveals divinity. But we are not here to completely merge our masculine and feminine together. All right. We wouldn't be in human body. We wouldn't be in this physical life without polarity. Polarity is something that we are here to learn and understand. So in your being, you want your feminine and you want your masculine and you want to understand those two aspects of self. And then you want to understand how they overlap, okay? Not disagree with each other. It's the overlapping process that creates the coherence between the two of them, okay? Where then the intuition is being received and then it is being logically applied through systems and structure, okay? The masculine is all about systems and structure, where the feminine is very nonlinear. She is not about systems and structure. She's about receiving information, guidance, and power, okay? So she's multidimensional. She's all and everything all at once. And the masculine moves in more of a straight line, which is beautiful here in the physical reality. We need actually both of them in the physical reality, because although we're in a physical reality, we still want access to bending time, right? If we want to understand our magic more, we want to have the power of bending, manipulating time. And time is what helps us also simultaneously understand our path and our journey and learn from the experience. Time is memory, okay? But the masculine is not the one who travels through time. That's the feminine, Okay. The feminine is the time traveler. She is the multidimensional being. And the masculine takes her information, her wisdom, her intuition, her guidance, and applies it in a much more linear fashion through structure and systems. So you can see how we need both, right? Because if you have no systems or no structure, you're kind of just wandering around. And if you have too much system and too much structure, you're not making room for magic. Quite delicious, isn't it? So that's the masculine, right? Systems, structure, logic, analytical, active force. Okay, just like the sun that shines in the sky. If you're not thinking about the clouds, right? Because that's not really speaking directly to the sun. The sun just shines. When it's there, it is full on shining. Whereas the moon goes through cycles, right? When the moon is up, she can be anywhere from new moon to full moon, right? When the sun is up, the sun is up. So that's the difference between the masculine being very active and present, and the feminine is more passive and she's much more cyclical. Okay. So again, the masculine is the right side of the body, and it's also the front of the body, the moving forward, right? That forward momentum. Now, the inner feminine is the passive part of the Trinity. So we have neutral at the point. We have passive at the, if you're looking at a triangle, it's the lower right-hand corner. And then we have active at the lower left-hand corner. Okay, so that is the Trinity, the neutral, passive, and active forces. So the inner feminine is the passive energy, okay? And in the passive energy, she is the receiver, okay? She's the beingness. She's all about being in the body, being in the present moment to receive information, to receive more creative life force energy that she is connected to, right? So then to hand that over, so to speak, quote unquote, symbolically to your inner masculine, okay? She's the back of your body, which is the chakras that are the receiving chakras. And like I said, she's represented by the moon and the cyclical nature of the moon. Okay. Just feeling into if there's anything else. Then with the inner child, we have play, curiosity, wonder. Okay. And most importantly, perhaps, innocence. So the child is very much about just playing, and through playing, creation is, right? It's about being very, very much in the present with a playful, open heart that is wondrous, curious, and innocent, okay? So it's very, very creative and joyous and playful. So a couple of things about this Trinity, right? We talked a little bit about, like, if you find yourself to be a very logical person, then you are working in an overextended masculine. If you cannot receive your intuition, or maybe you don't trust your intuition, that means you don't trust your feminine. We want to have both, okay? We want to use both powerfully. And if you have distortions also in the masculine, is a lot of force. Okay, again, when the masculine's disconnected from the intuition, he doesn't have any guidance, and he will tend to force circumstances, force situations, which is not power. Power is not force. Okay, force needs something to press against, and it's a pushing through your life. Quite frankly, our society has been very, very powerful through the energy of force. Our society has been very successful, I should say. That's a better way to word it. Our society has been very successful through the use of force, but that is shifting very, very dramatically in the years to come. So understanding that coming in the very near future, the next 3 to 5 years, force will get you less and less in life. And power is where you will really reach the fruition of your prosperity. Okay. And power is when the masculine and the feminine are both working together. Okay. With the child as well. So distorted masculine, over analytical, overthinking, right? Forceful in nature. I want this. I'm just going to get it. I'm just going to make it happen. I don't even care. Right. Distortions in the feminine is difficulty receiving. Like maybe you can't receive compliments, the inability to really receive in the body, relaxation. Okay. Remember that the feminine is passive. So she can really deeply relax. And this is very much about your body, the willingness and the availability to relax your body. Remember we talked about in a previous episode, I talked about surrender versus submission. Okay. It takes relaxation to access more of your Shakti. Without relaxation, you cannot access your full power, your full potential. Okay. So she needs to be able to relax and open in order to receive. Okay. Other distortions within the feminine is an overgiving, a martyrism, where you are overgiving of your gifts, of your skills, without needing or wanting anything in return. The universe works through balance and harmony. Okay, we have to be willing to create and receive, create and receive. So when we're just creating, we're shut down receiving, we will be out of balance. We will not be in harmony. Okay. And also some distortions with not being fully present and open in the feminine is not being able to be in your body, particularly in your pussy, right? In your vulva, in your yoni, in your woman parts, but not able to really be fully present in the now. Okay, because it is in the times when you are in a state of neutrality, meaning you are being without doing anything and you're not really receiving either. You're just kind of in neutrality, which is ultimately the child part of it. But we get there really powerfully through understanding the passivity of the feminine. Then in that neutrality is when we have epiphany. And that neutrality is when we receive genius, which is downloads information of your genius and how to apply that. Okay. So again, Tesla understood this. The great inventors and scientists, the great inventors of the world, were very, very connected to their inner feminine, and they were in a state of harmony. Okay. They would often shift in and out of the Trinity, which is okay, into different states, but they were very connected to all three points, which is why they quote unquote were geniuses. Because when we have that harmony of all three, that's when we access our genius. Okay. Everybody has capacity to be a genius. It's the lack of harmony that creates the non-capacity for your unique genius that nobody else has, right? Pretty extraordinary, pretty exciting when you think about it. Like there is a genius that only you hold, and you could actually actualize your genius abilities and gifts into this world as you harmonize the Trinity. Okay, so the ability to be and receive information and guidance, and there's a lot of trust involved with the feminine, okay? Because now let's take it symbolically, right, into the bedroom, okay? Because the bedroom and sex between, you know, masculine and male and female is very, very symbolic of the Trinity. Okay. Not to say that there's anything wrong with sex in any other way, because it still actually represents itself the same. It presents itself the same. Okay. So same sex relationships will still have the male and the female aspects, even though their bodies don't represent that. Okay. So the female, whoever that is, the feminine version, let's call it that, is the one that receives. Okay. And so in the bedroom, right, the male penetrates the female. And the thing about that is she has to be relaxed. If she's not relaxed in her pelvis and in her body, it doesn't feel good. Okay. If she's not relaxed in her body, she can't receive the seed of life, the semen, right, into her egg. She cannot be reproducing. If she is not relaxed in her body, she will not be able to orgasm well. And most importantly, perhaps, she will not be able to reach a multidimensional orgasm. Multidimensional orgasm, full body multidimensional orgasms happen in our most relaxed and most present states. Okay? Because they are magic. So they require the Trinity to create the magic of them. Hope that makes sense. So the trust to be able to be penetrated, right? That's penetrated with information out of the bedroom, penetrated with information and insight and wisdom and prophecy and epiphany and download and all the psychic information that happens in one given moment. There's a lot of information. You have to be willing to be penetrated by it, not all the time at full, penetration. But you have to be willing to access it and open it, open that door and know how to open that door, okay? As well as for women, again, for the feminine, I should say, excuse me, for the feminine, she's the Shakti, the creative life force energy. That Shakti runs from the base of our body all the way up and out through our heads. And so again, we have to be willing to relax in order to receive that power through our body, because it's a lot of power. And where there's tension in our body, the Shakti will stop and get stuck, quote unquote, because it's working on whatever is blocking that area of the body. But as we relax in the feminine and trust, we open up to more and more of that creative life force energy, which is literally the energy of creation itself. So you want to be able to relax, open to more and more of that through your body so that then you can use your inner masculine to apply that to your physical reality with focus, right? With intention. And this is magic. All right. So that's the feminine and the willingness to relax and trust and open to receive. Our society has not trusted the feminine for a very, very long time. You know, of course, the Salem witch trials are a perfect example of that, but it's gone all the way back to the stories of Adam and Eve and onward. Okay. So we have to learn how to trust ourselves and our intuition and our innate wisdom. We have to learn how to trust our bodies. We have to learn how to trust our Shakti and how to allow all of these things to work in harmony so that we can actualize that energy into our desires and into what we truly want to create. Then the third part, the tip of the triangle, is the neutrality, which is the child, right? Children are just neutral. They're just playful. We're talking young children, if you want to put it into the context of humans. It's that it's the toddlers that are just really in the moment. They're just all smiles. I mean, they have their emotions, right? But for the most part, children are very happy beings, right? They're very lit up. They're very joyous. They just want to play. They just want to have fun, right? That's the neutrality, okay? Now, the big thing here is innocence. And this was absolutely something that I experienced because I was sexually abused and, you know, part of my karma, right? It's never about being a victim. It's about like understanding why these things have occurred for your own evolutionary process, right? Innocence was gone very early on in my experience. And I find that this to be true for pretty much everybody, even when they don't consciously remember or are consciously aware of any quote unquote trauma. Okay, I did a really great episode about complex trauma that will be released soon. And, you know, the complex trauma is like Chinese water torture, right? It's like the little drops of water, that a little drop of water doesn't bother you at all. But if it just keeps dropping, then it becomes torture, right? So that's what complex trauma is. And a lot of times that's much harder to identify because it was over a long period of time and they were little tiny episodes. But my point being is everybody I've worked with, I have yet to find somebody that their inner child just shows up like present and happy and, oh my God, I'm so safe, right? That's not what happens. The inner children, like I said, are usually hiding. That's usually what happens. Inner children are hiding because they don't feel safe. Or the other example is that they are angry. Okay. And so we've lost our innocence. And there's many reasons for this. One of them is, you know, those of us who got spanked, whacked, hit when we were children. What happens with that is we are trusting of our parents or whoever's caretaking us to keep us safe. And they hit us. And so we immediately start to create a belief that we are not safe, even by, quote unquote, the people who love us, and that love itself is not safe and that life is not safe. And so we start to close down our playfulness. We start to close down our creativity. We start to close down our innocence. And this is ultimately the closure of our magic. Okay. Other parts that I talk about a lot is, you know, in our society, those early toddler years are called the terrible twos, right? And that just speaks, in my mind, that speaks so much to our society. And I want to just stop right here and say, if you are a parent who has hit your child, or if you are a parent who has gotten upset when your child was in terrible twos, this is in no way, shape, or form a shame on you. Okay. I do not subscribe to that in any way, shape, or form. Okay. Understand and please know that on this podcast, you are always loved. You are always loved. Okay. We are all doing the best that we can and we are learning and growing. And the fact that you're a part of this podcast suggests just that. So there is no shame here. Okay. So back to the terrible twos, our society has deemed those first couple of years when toddlers are really connecting to their emotions and expressing them as terrible. And then for many of us, when we expressed our emotions strongly, we were shut down, right? So again, you know, we weren't safe. We weren't allowed to express our authentic self. Then, you know, you bring it into the different ways that we were molded into what society told us we should be starting from very young ages. We've lost our authenticity, lost our playfulness, lost our creativity. So distorted child, inner child energy really shows up as disconnection from playfulness. And man, was I ever disconnected from my playfulness. I was so disconnected from my playfulness that I felt really uncomfortable around little kids because they would reflect to me that playfulness and that innocence, and I could not access it in myself. So I felt really awkward, like I didn't know how to relate to them. Now, that's not the only way that it can show up. You might be perfectly able to relate to little kids and still be shut down in your innocence and your playfulness, right? So if you take life too seriously or are very, very serious in your life, then most likely you've shut down from your playfulness. Innocence is a little bit harder to pinpoint, but it definitely shows up in our sexuality, our sexual expression. You know, do you think that you are innocent in your sexual expression, right? Do you think that you're innocent in your sexual desires, in your sexual fantasies, right? There's a lot of shame that's held in our sexual expression, and shame is the opposite of innocence. So that's one way that's really good to pinpoint if you hold, if you have, you know, distortion in your inner child. Another way is self-love. Because innocence is very, very self-loving. It only knows love. That is what innocence is. It is pure love. And so a person that's in their innocence is going to hold a lot of love, first and foremost, for themselves and for everybody. Literally everybody. Just like a dog, right? The dog can get hit and then still like love the owner, right? That's unconditional love. Not that you should receive being hit. That's not at all what I'm saying. Okay. But that's that innocence. Just like children, they get hit by their parents and they still love their parents. Okay. Again, we're not talking about living toxically and allowing people to mistreat you and still to love them, right? But innocence is about pure love and then about holding boundaries. This is not innocence, but we have to have boundaries in which we say, look, you are not a person that I enjoy being around. You don't treat me from love, and therefore you are not in my life, right? That is boundaries. So that innocence can remain. Innocence has to remain, but it has to have safety, right? It has to have things that are protecting it. And this is, again, kind of the concept that I was talking about, where when we're kids, we're little kids, and we're looking to our parents or our guardians as our protectors, and then they are either physically abusing us, emotionally abusing us, right? Verbally abusing us. It's really misconstruing this I am safe feeling, because we're not safe. We're literally not safe. Our innocence is not safe anymore. So our job as reconnecting to the inner child within ourselves is to reawaken that innocence and then absolutely hold boundaries in our life that say, these are the people and these are the circumstances and these are the experiences that I allow in order to protect my own inner child. So we become the new guardian, the new parent of our inner child. And that's really, really powerful, because then you can be there and you can say, I will never abandon you. I will never hit you. I will never allow anything to hurt you. That's you showing up for yourself. The other thing is creativity. Like when I was very little, I was highly creative, and then that all got shut down, you know? Creativity doesn't need to be shut down just because we become adults. Like, that's bullshit. That's complete BS. We can be highly creative beings and adult in life. We can be highly playful and adult in life. Doesn't need to be either or. But if you notice, that's what our society has done. Now you got to be an adult, grow up, knock that stuff off. That's for kids. Not that you need to play with children's toys. That's not what playfulness is. Okay. But again, we get to have it. We get to have creativity and playfulness and innocence and be a very powerful, very successful adult in life. So that is the inner trinity, and that's one layer of many layers to this teaching of the trinity. And as you see it more and more, you'll, and particularly if you bring through the deeper teachings, you'll just see it in everything. And it's really beautiful, because you can then pinpoint where something, even like a project, is going to have those three aspects. If it's going to be a successful project, this is not just in our human self. This is in everything, this trinity. So if you take a project, it needs to have all three aspects. And if it doesn't have all three aspects in the right placement, it won't work. It won't be a successful project, a successful business, a successful parenting plan. I don't know. Okay. So as you get to know these more, you'll see them in things outside of yourself. But usually you start to see them more clearly and more profoundly in things outside of yourself as you start to harmonize them within you. So it's a delicious journey back to self and back to the revelation of divinity within. So let's just take some nice deep breaths into our body. Let's just take a moment here right now. Breathing all the way down to your pussy. Exhale. Two more breaths. All the way down to your pussy. Try to relax your body. Exhale. Relaxing your body. One more. Okay. Now from this next breath, you're just going to set the intention to connect to your inner masculine. But now as you're breathing in, you're connecting to your inner masculine. You don't have to do anything besides set that intention. Okay. And as we're breathing in, we're calling in new energy, new vibrations, new coding, new awareness into the inner masculine now. And as you're exhaling, you're releasing any old energies that no longer serve you with your inner masculine. Okay, let's do three more nice, deep, complete breaths into the inner masculine. Okay, inhaling, drawing in that new energy, new information, new awareness, exhaling, releasing. You don't have to know what the new information and awareness is, just trust. Okay, and one more nice deep breath. Beautiful, and exhale. Okay, now we're going to shift our awareness to our inner feminine, just setting that intention. You can also focus on the left side of your body if you desire, and the right side for the masculine. Focus on the left side of your body if you want, or just set your intention. And now we're going to start to breathe in to the inner feminine. And exhale. With each breath, now you are drawing new codes, new information, new awareness into your inner feminine. And as you are exhaling, you are releasing any energies in the inner feminine that do not align with you anymore, that no longer serve you. Beautiful. Two more nice deep breaths. Inhaling, exhaling, one more. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And now the inner child, which is just found in the center of your being, the center of your being, or just set your intention and breathing into your inner child, breathing into your inner child. Beautiful. And now as you're inhaling, you're drawing in new energy, new awareness, new codes, new light into your inner child. As you're exhaling, you are releasing any energy that no longer serve you. Beautiful. Inhaling, exhaling, beautiful. Two more breaths, inhaling. Really drawing that energy in, trusting the intelligence of your being. Exhaling, really letting it go, releasing it. And one more breath. Excellent, beautiful. So that was just a very easy exercise that you can do anytime, right? You can be driving your car and you can do that. You can do that anytime. And remember that your intention is very, very powerful. Now, when I teach people, I take them much deeper into all three aspects of the Trinity. But that is a very fun exercise to connect to the different parts of your Trinity. The more times you do that, the deeper your intimacy and relationship will be with each aspect of the Trinity. And the more that you do that, the more powerful you will become on simply receiving and releasing. Yes, 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 my love, you are such a powerful, powerful being. Okay, that is the end of our conversation today. I hope that it has brought you some insight and perhaps some inspiration to connect more to your Trinity. And I do have an academy launching very soon, depending on when you're listening to this. So make sure you're part of my newsletter. You can go to alarasage.com and sign up there. The academy will be very powerful in connecting you to your power, your pleasure, and your magic. I love you all so very much. Thank you for joining me. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Woman podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.